Math. The only way to learn mathematics is to do mathematics. Paul Halmos. Beginning math is easy. You just count stuff all the time. Count fingers, toes, food, toys, chairs, clothes, birds, anything and everything. You can find songs about counting and books about counting. When you start doing more, visual aids and manipulatives are necessary. You can buy these individually as sets with curriculum, or make your own, all of which we've done. We're still using different colored milk tops as counters. We use cereal boxes cut into rectangles for ones, tens, and hundreds to use for learning base 10, place value, and carrying and borrowing. We also have a nice three-dimensional set that the kids like to use as toys. Homeschool Slam Dunk. A number line and 10 frames have also been very helpful. Our eldest benefited from the trick of counting the dots on the number line when adding. A ruck-a-ruck is something we did not learn about until recently and wish we had done earlier. It's like an abacus, but geared toward the idea of 10 frames. One of the best real-world examples that you can use over and over for all kinds of interesting math problems is money. Have your kids count money, especially under pressure. Have them pay for a treat at the store or verify the amount of a piggy bank. Ask questions like, if I split my money between us, how much would we have? Then be patient and walk through the process of validating and dividing. Many people are not fond of math and worry about teaching it to their kids. Like all education and life lessons, the parents and children can learn together. Think about it. You only have to keep up with a toddler in math in the beginning, and we could all probably do with a refresher. As they learn, you'll reinforce and relearn. You'll learn together and advance your own skills in mathematics as a parent and homeschool teacher and administrator. In addition to real-world problems, find a curriculum or math book that works well for you and for your kids. Remember, your child is energized when you are genuinely interested in what they're doing. Try not to take over, and remember to supply lots of paper and pencils. There are many different styles of math curriculum. I won't go into all of them here, but we'll discuss what we have used and why we liked it. Some examples are Math Mammoth, Khan Academy, IXL, Life of Fred, and Saxon's Algebra 1 and 2. I had great success introducing a few simple algebra concepts early that seemed to have helped later on for some of the more complex math at the college level. Some examples for your consideration are as follows. What do you add to 3 to get 4? Help them understand symbolic representation. X can represent the number 1, and Y can equal 2. What is 1 plus 2? What is X plus Y? Build on these simple examples and have them try to solve them on walk talks without paper or pencil. We focused more on understanding the mathematical concepts and not memorizing, but memorizing is helpful for some students. Our two oldest daughters understood and learned math in different ways. One was very quick with understanding the concepts, and the other didn't care as much and just wanted to know what to do to get the answer. One worked her way through high school level algebra textbooks with very little help, and the other benefited from the Life of Fred books and more hands-on tutoring. Fred teaches math concepts with stories and science. It is not a traditional math textbook, but they both enjoyed using Khan Academy online. Khan's explanations are easy to understand, working through the lessons is simple, and the rewards and points earned make it a little more interesting. We jumped back and forth between online and workbooks. Math Mammoth is what we used for their math books up to algebra. We have a digital version and can print whichever lessons we want and bind them into a book with their own custom covers the kids designed themselves. The Blue series is organized by topic, so you can work on what you want or need help with instead of following standard grade levels, but a scope and sequence is included as a guide. There will be times when your child is not in the right mental state to learn. Look for the opportunities and don't force things. Always convey the message, you are responsible for learning, we're just here to help. There are many card and board games that are great to help with math. We even had a game called Equate, which is like Scrabble, but with math equations. A card game called Rubbish can help reinforce the 10-frame idea by setting up the cards in the same pattern. Battleship teaches the Cartesian coordinate plane. Memory game helps exercise memory recall. Snap math quizzes keep your kids on their toes, even with simple questions, depending on your current progress and level, like what is 10 divided by 5 or what is 12 minus 5? When you can make things fun, the kids forget their learning, and conflict is far less likely.